Moncrief on News Talk.
When you watch a film or a TV drama, they're usually shot not in purpose-built sets, but in real homes, and it's the job of Peter Conway to find them. Among other things, he's a domestic location scout. Good afternoon, Peter.
Hi, Sean. Nice to talk to you.
I suppose when you're, especially if you're looking for a home to shoot in, it depends on what the drama is about, that you know, the kind of gaff the characters are going to be living in.
Exactly. So every single job, Sean, we do starts with a script. That could be a period film, or it could be a contemporary drama set in Dublin, and obviously in Dublin we shoot London or the United States. But yeah, the script is the beginning, and I would start with the production designer, and we would try and figure out where the characters might live and what type of houses they might live in, and so on. So it's a bit of a process to kind of work through. But yeah, it's something we do all of the time.
Yeah. Now, I imagine if it's a period drama or wealthy people living in a big house, are they easier to find than a kind of a three bed semi type scenario?
Yeah. There are a lot of houses in Dublin and Wicklow that we use quite frequently, like Powers Court House, Kilrodery House. Shooting in smaller domestic spaces. Obviously, Dublin has a wide variety of housing stock, so yeah, there's lots of choice. We would narrow it down in terms of the script and the types of streets or houses, medium, small. We'd have a lot of stuff on file, Sean, from different productions. I mean, obviously, myself and my colleagues, we would share ideas. It's a process. It is a bit of a process.
The stuff you have on file, though, do you have to be mindful of the fact that the audience might go, I saw that 3 weeks ago, something completely different.
Yeah, people are very quick to remind you they've seen it in something. Some people are very sharp. Which quite often happens, we might go from a street to another street corner and it's, you know, it might be miles apart. And people see this all the time. But that's part of the of the process.
So if you're searching for a house, and just say, for example, if it's kind of a normal house, do you start by like looking for the street the house is in, or your idea of the house? It's kind of the outside you're looking for first, and then you might start investigating.
100%. Yep. Trying to establish the character, where the character might live. Yeah. And say a production designer, I'm working with Anna Rackard at the moment, and we would often do that. We would identify a street or an area, and then we'd hone in on a particular number of houses. Then we might try and identify some homeowners who might be interested in putting their house forward for filming.
Mm. How do you do some that? Houses,
we would letter drop a street, and people would respond, and we might drop around, make an appointment to see the house, and then we'd bring the production designer, and then we once you get to that stage, then the director gets involved, and then you bring the camera people. So it is a slow process. It doesn't happen very quickly.
Yeah. Now, in that scenario, in kind of a normal sized kitchen, let's say.
Yeah.
Do you have to get? Are you for something that actually isn't a normal sized kitchen? Because when you're shooting from one side, that's fine. It looks a bit, but behind from where you're shooting, there's like a gazillion people and loads of equipment.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. So sometimes it's the challenge of finding a big, small kitchen or a big, small bedroom. Because practically, some houses, just the bedrooms are just by their nature quite small. So putting a camera crew and three or four camera team into a room with the actors can sometimes be problematic. And sometimes we have to build pieces of sets to allow for practical space to shoot around and light through. But we will try and shoot everything in the same location if possible, but it's not always possible.
Yeah. The family living in that house.
Yeah.
Now, presumably they have to give permission for everything and all the rest of it. How far does that go in, like, if they're very religious and you have an atheist in the kitchen, does it go as far as it? Do they say, no, we don't want to be associated with that kind of a script?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, that goes for a lot of locations, Sean. You know, the content of the script is something that will come up early on.
Yeah.
That's something that would occur. Yeah.
And how, again, it's negotiation, I imagine, but can, you know, how much liberties can you take Because you go into somebody's home and they might be very house proud and it's pristine, but you have three characters who are alcoholics, so you want the, you know, the thing covered in wine bottles and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it there are so many factors. It's us trying to be faithful to the script and the production design, and then trying to find a situation like a family situation who are first of all interested in this type of thing. It doesn't suit everybody. It doesn't suit everyone's tastes. Not everybody will respond to a letter drop on the street, clearly. It's just not something that people want to do. But people, but if somebody has responded, Sean, to a letter, you know, then they're interested in pursuing this process. So you're kind of halfway there.
Yeah,
then
I imagine you'd be intrigued, yeah. Normally, would they have to move out though for a few days while you're filming?
It is preferable. It is preferable because there's a huge amount of equipment and set decoration or changing of furniture, or sometimes we might paint parts of the house. So we would negotiate obviously a fee to shoot in someone's home, but also we would try and work out either a relocation fee, or we'd put them up in a local hotel, or you know they might go on holidays somewhere. Depends on the situation, but yeah, we would make that part of the process to move them out.
And if you have to paint a wall, it would be part of the agreement. You'll paint it back to the original colour again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's all part of the. So as the process goes along, the art department and would have a series of requests or requirements. I would liaise with the homeowner. We'd talk through all the changes, proposed changes, get permission for everything, and obviously everything is restored to as we found it.
And whose job is it to make sure? Is that your job? Like, are you going around saying you scuffed a bit of the wall there and that kind of thing?
Well, I'd have a team of people working with me in the locations department, because we'd have multiple locations on any film or TV drama. But yeah, things happen, you know, things happen. But the film crews are extremely professional. We've a very good construction departments that will either prepare locations or repair locations at the end. Yeah, and at the end of the process, Sean, if I've come to shoot in your house, I will walk through the house with you at the end of the process, and we'll just make sure you're happy with how we've left it.
Yeah, and presumably, like for things like bedrooms, because bedrooms tend to be pretty small, so that like
tight,
would you have kind of. Well, we can't, that's too small to shoot in, so we'll have to build a set. And do you necessarily need to replicate that exact bedroom, or you can just take, your magic can take flight then?
Sometimes if you've got one scene in a bedroom, you're not going to build a set for that. But if you've got multiple days, well, it becomes an accountancy exercise then. Well, you know, maybe it might be easier to build this because we need to be in this bedroom for 3 days, you know, on another job, we might have one scene or a couple of hours in a bedroom. We'll suck it up and we'll just get the thing shot.
Yeah.
So it's costly to build sets, obviously, because you have to find the space to build, labour, materials, and so on. So
yeah, absolutely. Now you know I'm going to ask this: how much do people get for this? The homeowners.
It depends. It depends on the projects and the budgets. So there's obviously a lot of large movies shot in Dublin, in Ireland, but there's all sorts of big and small budgets. But I mean, someone could expect to be paid 1,500 to 2,000 a day for filming. If you're preparing a house for a couple of days before and restoring afterwards, you'd pay a percentage of that. So yeah, you know, it's you know, if someone's going to give over their house, Sean, obviously they should be paid for it.
Yeah.
And we do pay for it.
And if there are scenes involving the road outside and you have characters walking out the front door and, you know, going up to get the bus or whatever, and you have to kind of seal off the road, do you have to get permission for that? And do you compensate the neighbours?
Yeah, it depends on the script, but yeah, we would work very closely with Dublin City Council and Dunleary Right Down and Wicklow County Council for any public domain filming, and street closures and stunts. And we've shot in Temple Bar recently. We turned it into Spain, so we do a lot of that. And obviously, Dublin City Council are very well versed in high scale or large scale film production. So yeah, filming in streets is something we do all the time. But that's slightly separate to actually being in someone's home.
Yeah,
but it can be part of the same.
Does that happen a lot? Actually, that you're doing either exteriors or interiors, and it's in a for the logic of the film in a completely different country.
So sometimes some directors do not like doing it, and some some don't mind. It can get complicated matching windows and doors if you go from one location to another. It can get complicated.
Yeah. Okay.
Try and so, avoid it if
and, yes, and I imagine you have to be super careful about every frame in case Brendan's bread band drives by or something like that.
Oh, well, yeah, for filming on the street, we'd have traffic management, so we can control the street, and we'd put, the PAs looking after passing pedestrians.
Yeah.
It's a very controlled environment. Everything we do outside of out in the public domain, it's all very planned and controlled.
Yeah. Fascinating, though. Peter, thanks very much for speaking with us today. Location manager and scout, Peter Conway there.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.